Essay, Bank Holidays and Bailouts by Mike Duane. I sit writing this on a bank holiday, one of nine such public holidays we have in Ireland every year. Many of them coincide with religious holidays, such as Christmas Day, but most are bonus holidays that have their origins in the 1870s, when the government, then British, decided banks should close on specific days of the year. This meant businesses would shut too, and overworked Victorian laborers would get some well-earned rest. We eventually kicked out the British, but kept their bank holidays. Five of them fall on Mondays, in April, May, June, August, and October, meaning three-day weekends for all. Sadly, the bank holiday is one of only a few things we have to be grateful for when it comes to the banks, especially in Ireland, where people are still counting the cost of the near collapse of our banking system in 2008. There are many idioms around banking and finance in English. Many of them get across the idea of trust and security, which is why you put your money in the bank in the first place. When you are banking on something, you are depending on it. You can take that to the bank, you might be told when being assured of something. Credit itself means trust, and when you find something incredible, it means you don't believe it. You don't credit it to be true. Credit in finance is the trust placed in you to pay back money that you've borrowed. Banks borrow money from one another as well, of course, but all that ground to a halt with the credit crunch of 2007-2008, when the banks suddenly stopped trusting each other. Much of the banking vocabulary that has crept into English since the global financial crisis, or as the Chinese perhaps more accurately describe it, the Western financial crisis, centers around mistrust and fear. The crisis started in the subprime mortgage market in the USA, and lenders there recklessly extending ninja loans, which had nothing to do with Japan, but meant people with no income, no jobs, and no assets were borrowing money they could not afford to repay. Banks feared they may end up with toxic assets on their books through contagion, a virus spreading through the highly interconnected global financial system. Financial institutions were facing huge losses, and these zombie banks were kept on artificial life support by governments. Many were considered too big to fail, and what we all believed to be the rules of capitalism were suspended as billions in public funds were pumped into private companies in taxpayer-backed bailouts. The 64 billion euro, 8.77 trillion yen, rescue of the Irish banks has cost every Irish citizen 9,000 euros, 1.2 million yen, in wage cuts and tax hikes. It's enough to ruin your bank holiday.